Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. How many muffin tins do you own? Are they sized to bake 6 or 8 or 12 or maybe even 24? And are they mini, just regular size or jumbo? Well, with all those questions, you know we're going to talk about muffin tins and their uses this morning. So often those muffin tins, we have maybe favorite muffin recipes, and they stick in the cupboard until it's time to pull out that muffin tin for those particular muffins. But hey, maybe you want to leave those muffin tins out where they're really handy, because you can bake almost anything in a muffin tin, from other sweet desserts to savory kinds of main dish meals, and the whole wide range of foods can go into those muffin tins. Now, why would you want to do that? One reason is that you're making single servings of whatever it is. And let's just talk about, for instance, some kind of taco salad or taco main dish, you know, or spaghetti or macaroni and cheese. The advantage of having those in the muffin cups is that now you have put those into single servings. And why would you want to do that? Well, if you're having a buffet, for instance, and serving a lot of people, they're a whole lot easier for people to pick up and put on their plate or take with them. And if you want to do something ahead, you can always make something up and put them in the freezer. And that's especially helpful if you're just one or two people in your family, you know, and you have this whole big recipe, and what do you do with them? So there are some real advantages of using your muffin tin for main dishes as well as the usual muffins and other desserts. So what are some ideas? The list just kind of goes on and on, but you could do scrambled eggs or quiche, and you just pour the beaten eggs or other cooked fillings into the muffin tin cups, and you're going to put them in the oven and bake them. Now, of course, baking depends on what it is you're doing. If you're using a usual recipe, something that you've always made, then you may have to use less baking time than you would. For instance, meatloaf. Meatloaf is one of the favorite things I have for putting in a muffin tin. Well, you just got this little bitty amount versus the whole big pan, so it's going to take a little less baking time. But the recipe can be the same. Another main dish thing would be even like pizza-flavored muffins. Now, they're not really muffins. But for this, you need to start with some, it would be easiest to start with some store-bought dough. Press those into the cups and then put in your usual toppings and sauce and bake them until the crust is browned. You may want to consider whether you want to use a liner for your muffin tin. And you have choices there. Of course, the paper ones that many people use when they're doing muffins, or maybe there's colored ones, or maybe there's foil ones. And now, I've not used them, but I see them often on the market and think they'd be a good idea. And that's the silicone ones that can be used over and over. Of course, you have to wash them just like you do other silicone things. But instead of having to throw all of those liners away, you can just reuse them. I think those would be particularly handy if you're making a dish ahead and putting it in the freezer, because once you put those in the freezer, you just pop them out and put them in a big plastic bag and just take out a serving as you need them. I mentioned desserts. Well, you can make almost like a pie. And a lot of people have a recipe for the little pecan tarts. Well, think similarly. Perhaps use the lining that you're going to put your fruit into. is pre-made pie dough. Just cut them in little pieces and push them down into the pan, and then put all your favorite fillings in, whether that's an apple pie type of thing, a mixed berry type of thing, perhaps even cheesecake. And cheesecake, you probably don't need a pastry liner. You could make frozen fruit cups in your muffin tin, easy to serve. I'm going to come back to other ideas for main serving, but another thing you could use the muffin tins for is to make big ice cubes. If occasionally you need a large amount of maybe punch, some other beverage, just make up some larger ice cubes. And, of course, they'll be a little interesting shape compared to those that you buy. Back to the main dishes and how you might use those. What might you start with? I've mentioned pie dough and the crescent rolls that you can buy in the store can be pulled apart and used as a crust. Also, tortillas could be cut a little smaller and put in there. How about just a loaf, slice of bread can be kind of put down in there depending on what you want to go with that. So there are several choices to either use the regular liner, if that's the kind of dish you want to do, or to use something like a pastry or something that's sort of a cup holding your ingredients. Well, we mentioned scrambled eggs, and if you want to go a little beyond that, you know, quiche, which is kind of like scrambled eggs, and you maybe have a favorite recipe. Or how about those morning casseroles, those that you, many of them you make the night before and they're ready to put in the oven. Well, you can do that in the muffin cups, or you could go ahead and bake it and have it ready to go in the morning just by warming them up a little bit. So all of those kinds of things would be a possibility. Other kinds of things, mini Salisbury steak. Yeah, you could make up your usual kind of meat dish, but cut it into smaller pieces and put that in your muffin tin. We mentioned pizza, lasagna, taco salad, where you can bake the little cups first and then fill them with salad. Or maybe you want something that's hot and you're going to put your usual fillings in there. How about macaroni and cheese bites? Right now it seems like macaroni and cheese is a favorite of lots of people. Well, you could put those in your muffin cups and, again, easy serving, and also could be made ahead. How about spaghetti nests? Do you ever have spaghetti left over? Well, put a little, wrap them around a fork and put them out in the muffin tin, and all they basically need is warming up. Of course, one disadvantage of just warming up, and that muffin tin can't go in your microwave, but you could stick them in the oven for a little bit. Or, as I mentioned before, freeze them, and then they could be warmed up in the microwave. So think big. Think all kinds of possibilities. One disadvantage is that it does take a little more work while you're putting things into the muffin cups. For, you know, a meatloaf, you've got one big loaf, pretty easy to form. Now you're making little amounts, but you could probably just do that with a spoon. But anything at the beginning, as you're putting things into the muffin tin, could take a little more time than you usually have. So you balance the disadvantage with the advantages. One last thing about muffin tins. You might use them for things other than food. Maybe you have an old one, or you just say this is a good idea. Plant seedlings, and you got your perfect little shape and the right size. Craft storage, you know, where you divide up various beans, for instance. How about this one? I had never thought of, and it probably works because of an individual who suggested it. It says, slow down dog eating. You put the food in the little cups, and the dog has to take a little bit longer rather than just slurping it down from one big bowl. Eh, whether you have a dog or something you want to try, it's use your imagination. Muffin tins can be used for lots of different things. And if you don't have a dog to think about, how about a cat? I'm a fan of cats. Here's something to think about from Ricky Gervais. You can train cats to do anything they want to.